This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, March 23. Upside down. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 20. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with her sons and, kneeling down, asked a favor of him. "What is it you want?" he asked. She said, "Grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." "You don't know what you are asking," Jesus said to them. "Can you drink the cup I am going to drink?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said to them, "You will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard about this, they were indignant with the two brothers. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The mother of Zebedee's sons met Jesus. She wanted Jesus to give special honor to her sons, James and John. Jesus responded with love to all three of them, but he made clear that they had missed the point of what he was doing. When it comes to Jesus and the people who follow him, the main goal is not honor, but humility. A little later, Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant." To many people, this makes no sense. It seems upside down. Usually, the rulers and the servants are opposites. But Jesus changed things by what he himself did. Jesus is God, and Jesus had all the power and authority in the universe. But in order to become human, like us, Jesus gave up that power. Jesus even willingly suffered and died on a cross to pay for our sin. And because of God's great justice and mercy, Jesus' humility and service resulted in something amazing and great: the salvation of the world and the defeat of death. Because Jesus reigns, humble service leads to great success. It seems like an upside-down way of understanding things, but it makes sense because of what Jesus has done and how Jesus has loved the world. Let's receive the love of God, and let's show that amazing love to the world. Pray with me. God of humble greatness, thank you for showing us the power of service in the way that Jesus loves us. Help us to love one another the same way. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.